Welcome to Journey to Brave, a podcast dedicated to empowering women to heal from trauma, cultivate self-acceptance, and fearlessly step into the most brave version of themselves. Hosted by me, Kaya Hunter, certified life and shadow work coach, breathwork facilitator, and NLP and hypnosis master practitioner. Join me as we dive deep into how trauma and the wounds from our past can affect us, how we can heal, find strength, create emotional well-being, and ultimately create the life you've always bloody well dreamed of. I believe that healing as well as self-acceptance are the foundations for personal growth, and we'll explore the tools, the strategies, and practices so that you can create your own journey to brave. Ready? Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. How are you? I've had an interesting week or so. So I bought two new pairs of shoes to take to the UK. One of them is a pair of trendy combat boots. So they're kind of heavy. I had the two boxes stacked at the door in my bedroom because I don't have a doorstop. And last Saturday night, for some reason, I didn't turn on any of the lights when I went upstairs to go to bed, and I promptly kicked the boxes hard. Suffice to say, the pain was a lot. So now I'm praying that it mends before I leave for the UK. I've got it strapped and I'm lathering on comfrey cream. And I've also been doing some little meditation intention setting toward it in the hope that it heals enough that I can actually wear the two pairs of shoes that I bought specifically for this trip. Oh my God, the irony, right? Definitely wasn't lost on me, that's for sure. Anywho, in last week's episode, I mentioned that I'd be introducing you to some of my favorite teachers that I've had. And in that episode, I unpacked Tony Robbins' 6 Human Needs. I had Tony's CDs. I think it was Awaken the Giant Within and some of his other books or courses that I listened to in the car in the CD player many moons ago, showing my age, right? I know a lot of you would relate. So in this week's episode, I want to introduce you to another one of my earlier teachers, in fact. If you've not heard of him already, his name is Eckhart Tolle. He wrote The Power of Now and a couple of other books. The other book that he wrote that I'm talking specifically about today is called A New Earth. And that's what I want to share. I haven't actually read The Power of Now, but I read A New Earth and it changed my life, I have to say. It's one of the best books that I've ever read and I learned so, so much from it. So Eckhart was born in Germany. He had this spiritual awakening, which he talks about in the book, at 29 years of age, that totally, totally changed his life. And I actually grabbed the book out before I prepared for this episode. And I thought to myself, hey, I wonder if I highlighted or marked up books back then when I read, because I do now, like all of my books that I read, my personal development, spiritual self-awareness, all those books, business books, I mark them up with little flags and highlighters and things. And I thought, well, to myself, like, I wonder if I did that way back then, because I've had this book in my guest room on a guest shelf, along with a bunch of other inverted commas must reads that I conveniently leave for my guests. And I noticed that I had about 30 flags on this book and a lot of highlights, like more than I can remember having. So obviously it was a good book for me at the time, and it just reiterated it when I picked it up off the bookshelf earlier today. So what I thought I'd do is share an overview of what A New Earth is about. And of course, I highly recommend you go and grab yourself a copy for sure. And then I'll share some of the key takeaways. In fact, like the two big key takeaways for me, aha moments, the learnings from all those markups. I'm not going to go through all the markups because we'd be here for literally a month of Sundays. But A New Earth is a spiritual guide, right? I mentioned Eckhart had this awakening, if you like, at 29 to this spiritual side. And it's a book that teaches you about our ego and the negative emotions that our ego can create. And one of the biggest teachings of the book, I think, is just how important it is if we want to transcend the ego and bring more peace into our lives. And that is by being more aware of the present moment and by realizing that our true identity, stay with me here, realizing that our true identity is not the same as our thoughts, emotions, or even our physical body. What? Right? He believes humanity is in the midst of a huge transformation and that the key to this is individuals awakening to their true nature. Now, he's not the only one that says that they believe that humanity is in the midst of a big transformation. Human Design speaks to that as well. Ra Uruhu, the creator of Human Design, actually talks to that and talks about this new paradigm coming in sort of 2027. So there's a lot of belief around humanity shifting. Anyway, I digress. All right. He also discusses the importance of embracing a new consciousness that's more in tune with nature and how everything is connected. Because I believe it is. Everything is energy, right? Everything is energy. Everything's made up of energy, whether it's a person, me sitting here at my desk, or whether it's the microphone I'm speaking into. It's all just energy. It all vibrates at different vibrational levels, at vibrational frequencies, but it's all matter. And we're all connected. So he encourages us to become more aware of our surroundings and to live in the present moment, rather than constantly worrying about the past or the future. My two biggest takeaways from the book was that I'm not my thoughts or my feelings, that there's something else. There's our consciousness, and that's the part of us that become the observer. For me, that was really freeing and truly, you know, mind-blowing to learn. And I'd heard similar sorts of things before. The way he speaks about it, the way he writes about it, was like, yes, this is so, so true. We aren't those thoughts because we can actually think about what we're thinking. Crazy, right? I'll get back to that in a sec. And the other was purely about presence and being in the present moment. So here's one of my first highlights from the book I thought I would read out directly from the book. And this points to my first takeaway. And Eckhart says, "At the heart of the new consciousness lies the transcendence of thought, the newfound ability of rising above thought, of realizing a dimension within yourself that is infinitely more vast than thought. You then no longer derive your identity, your sense of who you are, from the incessant stream of thinking that in the old consciousness you take to be yourself, right? What a liberation to realize that the voice in my head is not who I am. Who I am then is the one that sees that. The awareness that is prior to thought, the space in which the thought or the emotion happens." Like, what? Wow. Maybe, but think about it, right? Right now, notice that you can watch your thoughts. And how good to know that if that's the case, that perhaps, just perhaps, we're not our thoughts. We are not that constant stream of thoughts that run through our brains. And how often that constant stream of thoughts that run through our brains is negative. What if that's not us? What if we're the observer, that consciousness, and not our thoughts?
Like, wow.
And my second biggest takeaway was around presence, being in the present moment and not thinking of the past or worrying about the future. It's said that, you know, if we're spending a lot of time in the past, it causes depression, depressive thoughts, depression, because we're not worried about something, because worry presupposes that it hasn't happened yet. So if we're thinking about the past, usually it is, you know, depression, depressed is one of the emotions that comes up, but worrying about the future is certainly as well. So being in the present moment and not thinking about the past, analyzing the past, beating ourselves up for the past, or worrying or catastrophizing about the future. For me, when I read it, it was like a light bulb in my brain. He wrote A New Earth in 2005, and I can't quite remember when I read it, but it was way before I did any sort of official coach training. So while I'd kind of heard this concept before, it really, really hit home when I read his book. In fact, to this day, I remember this lesson and I bring myself back to presence as often as I can. So Eckhart Tolle's teaching on presence revolves around the idea that the present moment is the moment, is the only moment that truly exists. Right? Because as soon as something else happens, like as soon as I say a new word, it's in the past. As soon as I move somewhere or do something else, that's the past. So presence revolves around the idea that the present moment is the moment that truly exists, the only moment that truly exists, and that by cultivating awareness of the present moment, we can create freedom from our negative thinking, our emotions, and our experiences. He believes that most people are caught up in their thoughts about their past or their future, which causes us stress, anxiety, and suffering. And I see that every day. And he teaches that we can break free from this cycle by focusing our attention on the present moment and becoming fully present with whatever we're doing. How often do you notice yourself multitasking, or if someone's talking to you, you're actually not really listening to what they're saying. You're thinking about what you can say back to them. Or your partner's talking to you and you're doing something else. You're not really present with them. You might be in the same room as them. They might be talking to you, but you might be half scrolling on TikTok or something. One mantra I've had for years to bring me back to presence, there's a couple actually, so grab a pen and paper if you want to write these down or come back to it later. So I will often say, right now I'm okay. Right now I'm safe. Right now I have nothing to worry about. Right now it's time for sleep. That's a good one, because if you're anything like me, you go to bed, your head hits the pillow, and then you think of the billion things to be worried about or to beat yourself up about or to plan, prepare, whatever. Right now, it's time for sleep. So borrow these if you like. They've helped me so much in times of despair, anxiety, catastrophizing about the future. Just really brings you back into the present moment. Right now, you can, any of those, I'm okay. Right now, I'm safe. Right now, I have nothing to worry about. Right now, it's time for sleep. Whatever it might be for you. According to Tolle, presence is not just a state of mind, but it's a state of being that involves a deep connection with ourselves, with others, and the world around us. And he says that when we're fully present, we're able to let go of these ego-based desires and attachments and experience a sense of inner peace and contentment. He says that we can cultivate this presence through practices like meditation, different mindfulness methods, and really by paying attention to our breath or the sensations in our body. He also encourages us to create this sense of awe and wonder towards the world around us and to approach each moment with curiosity and openness. Can you imagine living your days like that? Now, I'm not a great meditator, but I do love hypnosis. I love breath work. In fact, I'm actually just about to undertake a breathwork facilitator training so I can bring more breathwork into my own practice and then introduce it to my clients a little later this year. Even though I teach a few different breathing techniques and grounding tools, if you like, right now I want to take that work even deeper. So there's some of the things that you can, you know, that you can do to cultivate this feeling of presence. And I love, you know, him talking about that sense of awe and wonder towards the outside world. And I did it this weekend. I sat at the beach and I just took a few moments. I looked up at the trees. I looked at the waves. I watched the sun glistening on the water. I watched the clouds overhead and how they moved. And I just took a few moments to take it all in. And it felt so, so good. You can do it. When you're walking your dog, just look up and around for a moment. Notice. Notice the trees. Notice the clouds. We tend to be so focused on where we're going, right? And of course, you have to watch where you're going. You don't want to trip over. But when you are out walking, how often do you kind of look up and around and see what's around you? Versus being on your phone or looking at something else. You can even look out your front window, your bedroom window, whatever it is. Look at the grass, the birds, the insects, but really look at them. Look at them in wonder and really take them in. Great ways of being present, especially with nature. There is so, so much more greatness in the book that I've not covered. Like I said, because otherwise this would go for a month of Sundays, this podcast episode. So again, if you want to deepen your self-awareness and your presence, go grab a copy. You'll feel so much better. I don't think you'll regret it at all. In fact, if you're like me, it could change your life. So by embracing the power of presence, Tolle teaches that we can transform our relationship with ourselves in the world and find greater meaning, purpose, and fulfillment in our lives. And who doesn't want that, right? So that's one of my very first teachers, Eckhart Tolle. Now, if you hear him speak, he's very, very softly spoken. And of course, he's got the German accent. I've heard some people say that listening to him bores them. But for me, it's soothing and calming and just speaks to my soul. I love the energy and his voice. I really do. And he's one of the greatest teachers of our time, according to yours truly. I really believe he is. All right. So I hoped you enjoyed this episode. Next week, I'll be back with another of my great teachers, Brooke Castillo. She is the founder of the Life Coach School, the school that I am certified through. So I hope you'll join me for that because I've got some gold to share with you that I learned from Brooke Castillo. So, so many things. But in the meantime, I'd love to invite you to work with me in one of my coaching programs. At this point in time, I've got two different private coaching options, and together we can decide which one is best for you. As I've mentioned before, to different price points, to different lengths of time. But if you're wanting to lean into this work, to learn how to be truly present, how to manage the constant stream of negative thoughts and emotions, how to build resilience, courage and confidence, then let's chat over on Instagram. DM me. I'm at Kaia, K-A-I-A underscore Hunter. And let's just start a conversation. See how I can help you. See what you need help with first. And see if I can help you and if we're the right fit for each other. I'd love to chat. All right. See, I will see you again next week. Have the best week ever. Go buy A New Earth and go read it and let me know how you go. Okay? Thanks for listening to the Journey to Brave podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, if you've liked this episode, you're going to love my free video and guide, Stop Letting Fear Hold You Back, Start Feeling Confident and Brave. I share a simple strategy you can start using today to help you feel more confident and brave. Learn the strategy in this video and you can use it on any negative emotion at any time. You can download it via the show notes. See you next week.